Blog Talk Radio. It's Michelle, the intuitive reader, and I'm looking forward to talking to everybody tonight. Remember, these are live readings. We are going to be trying to make sure that everybody stays on track tonight. We started doing this the last time I was on, and we're going to do it again this time. So it is one question. We're trying to make sure we're kind of streamlining. Look forward to getting some other information out there for people, and I hope that we can stay on track as much as possible. It is the month of May, so happy Mother's Day to all the moms that are on here tonight, and we are going to get started right now. So I'm going to have you introduce yourself and the state you're from, okay? So here we go.
Oh my gosh, thank you. It's Lisa.
Thank you. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Happy to speak with you.
Awesome. What's your question tonight?
Me and the man that I love, do you see that progressing, please?
First name?
D as in David?
Okay, let's put it this way. I feel that you you do a lot of work here, and I feel that he could be a little bit more involved. Sometimes I feel like that needs to be a little bit more communicated. Does it make sense?
That I need to tell him to step up?
No. Let's try again. You shouldn't have to do anything. He should just be stepping up all by himself.
Okay.
Don't do all the work. As a matter of fact, do less work so that he does more work.
Okay.
Because if you have to do all the work, well, it kind of loses its thrill there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
So I feel that sometimes that would be indication that he's not really doing everything. He's not the most communicative person anyway. That's the reason I feel like there are times that, you know, you end up stepping up or whatever you want to call it. But can you make it? Well, sure, you can make it. I just feel that it would be nice to see him being the person who initiates things. It doesn't mean you have to be like a total B word to him, but I would say, you know, don't call him, don't text him, don't, you know what I mean? Like, wait for him to do the good mornings and make him do the work a little bit, because, you know, sometimes I feel like it's, you know, you tend to just go into, well, everybody's happy here. And I feel that if he's that way, and he might be a quiet person, maybe you should kind of make him show you that he's there.
Okay. You know, I don't. I've let off of all that. I don't call him. I don't text him. I let him take the initiative.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, then why would you ask the question if you guys are going to make it then?
Well, it's been developing. It's developing.
Okay.
And I just...
Well, it's been developing since the last few times that you've actually asked the same question. So here we go.
Yeah. It does move in stages. I was just thought maybe the psychic energy.
The most important thing is just remember that you just need to work on yourself. And if things are going to unfold the right way, then that's where it's going to go. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right. So those type of questions are very important to ask, I understand, but I also look at that as if there's a relationship that's going on, both partners have to show initiative that they're both involved in the relationship, so to speak, and we want everybody to pull their weight, I guess, in the relationship. So I'm glad that she asked that question. So we're going to move on to our next caller. Please introduce yourself and where you're from.
Yes, my name is Wendy from Gold River. I would like to know if I'm going to buy a different house in a few years that has a beautiful backyard.
No, you're not.
Okay. Thank you.
Where you're at, you're going to stay where you're going to stay for a while.
What did you just say? I'm sorry. I'm hard of hearing.
I said you're going to stay at that house for a duration of time.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully that means I'll be happy then. Thank you.
Yep, exactly. All right.
Thank you. That's good news.
Yep. Thank you.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to move on to our next caller. Please introduce yourself and where you're from.
Hi, Michelle. This is Donna. I'm in California. Question is, do you feel a male partner is going to be part of my life soon?
Have you been getting out a little bit lately?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been dog sitting now for 12 days for my brother up in Northern California. And then I'm going to my brother-in-law in another city to take care of him after his knee operation. But, yeah, I mean, I get out and all, but I haven't met anybody in this town, but, you know, because I'm just kind of watching over their home and dog and everything.
I feel that when you're going to the next place that you're going to, because you're going to be there a while, I feel that for you to join like a meetup group so that you have outside activities, and I feel that you may meet somebody there rather than where you're at right now. So, again, not match.com, but meetup.com, where I feel like it gives you some outside activities. But I feel that you're going to meet somebody that has a sense of humor and kinder personality. I feel that it might be somebody who has might be like a widower or something like that. So it feels like they're open to a relationship, more of a feeling of let it be what it is, which feels kind of like a companionship feeling to me, and or something that doesn't feel like there's obligation. So it kind of helps you to get your feet wet. I feel that you are looking for something that has something that shows you that you're successful in a relationship. And I keep hearing the song "Looking in All the Wrong Places." and you don't feel like you would be really successful, like on the online dating. I don't know if a lot of people that are, to be honest with you. So this feels like you need to be meeting this person in person. So it feels like you're either going to meet through, let's say, your brother-in-law, a guy, or like I said, a meetup group, like maybe like a walking group or something like that, that gives you a chance to connect in a better way, okay? And it will open the doors and possibility. Have you thought about moving?
Yeah, I have, but where I live, it's very nice. And I mean, I could live where my sister is, an hour and a half north of where I live, but it's just not as nice as Santa Barbara. I mean, Santa Barbara's beautiful, you know. So I mean, I would move if I was to move in with the man. If I was to move in with him, I would, you know.
Yeah, I get that. I just want to say to you, keep your options open right now.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not saying that you're walking out the door of where you're at, but I feel like you need to be a little bit more of a yes person right now. And that doesn't mean you have to go screw some guy in the back of a car. It's just that I feel like you need to have a little bit more of a, you need more avenues right now. And you don't have that right now. Okay.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, you'll see. It will work out for you. But that's what I'm getting right now. So good luck.
All right.
Okay. I'll be sending you some good energy that you make some connections, okay?
Oh, thank you, Michelle. I appreciate that.
All right.
Hey, you have a nice evening.
You too, hon. Bye-bye. Take care. All right. I just had a conversation with one of my friends about dating. And the whole idea of getting out there, especially as people are getting older, and she was saying that, you know, pickings are slim, which your thoughts are things that you're actually saying that there's nothing out there. So I encourage anybody who's doing the dating, just say yes or be open to all possibilities, because you never know where it's going to lead you. Okay. That doesn't necessarily mean that you have to do the online dating, because there's other ways of meeting people. And as a matter of fact, I'd rather meet a person in person in a, whatever, let's say a Home Depot or at a meetup group or a party, rather than doing an online thing. At least you can make engaging conversation. So make sure you're open to those types of things. Okay. Okay. Let's move on to our next caller. Please introduce yourself and what state you're from.
It's Rosemaria. I need to say my state.
What did you say your name was?
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria. Okay. Hi, Rosemaria. Where are you from?
New Jersey.
New
at
Jersey.
The moment.
Okay.
At the moment. I don't know which one to ask. About my brother, the situation I'm in now, and giving me a hard time and not helping out, because everything is chaos after my father died last November. So now he wants to don't trust
so
him.
What's your brother? What's your brother's name?
John.
John.
Yeah, John. Yeah, no,
I'm
up and down right now with it.
Okay. So is this a financial thing that you're dealing with right now?
That, and he wants to sell everything and not listening to what I wanted. And I know he won't give me my portion, my half, you know what I mean? Don't trust him that way. It's his way or no way.
Is he the power of attorney?
Yeah, that was the wrong choice that my father did.
Was there some bad blood between your father and you at some point?
Yes, and my brother too.
Okay, so as much as I understand that you're in an emotional state, but I feel like there was a separation a long time ago. And this feels like a hurry up and catch up feeling to it. Forgive me for saying it the way it's coming out. I feel that even though you'd like to have something given to you, I feel like you're looking at it more from, you know, obviously the financial portion of it, but I don't feel that your brother is being unfeeling to me. I feel like where have you been? And because of this disconnect with your father, it kind of feels like you're late to the party. So I feel like in a way this was a protection rather than whatever you think that you were going to get. It's not an obligation rather than you're lucky that you're getting something.
I'm not getting nothing now. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I think what you need to do is write a letter to your father, who's no longer here. And I feel like your relationship with your father could actually come from the standpoint of kind of forgiving yourself and forgiving him for your bitterness. Because even if you're looking for some type of financial gain, that's still not going to bring your father back. And your brother is, I'm sorry, but I don't feel like he's the enemy. I feel that whatever that disconnected feeling that I'm getting off of you and your brother is, you wrote them off a long time ago.
Yeah, everybody in my family did. We wrote him off.
Okay.
The way he's acting. Yeah, the way he's acting, he's being in a nice way, a jerk about it.
I'm not sure if it's, I understand what you're saying, but I don't feel that this is like, it sounds like I'm defending him. But what I get is, it's almost like your dad needed to be protected at the end. And I feel that your brother is doing what he thought was best for the situation. I would say I would not go after him. I would just write a letter to your father. And you could also write a letter to your brother. It doesn't necessarily mean to send it, but you could get all your emotions out in that letter to them, so that you can get some forgiveness work in there. As far as getting anything, maybe you would like to get an item that would really represent who your father was to you. I would ask for that. And be thankful that you got something that represented what your father was in that transaction. Okay?
Nah. Yeah, I didn't get nothing, so.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, but I don't feel like you're going to get anything at this point from this.
All right, cool. Yeah, there's a lot at stake. A lot. Cool. Thank you.
Okay, good luck. Okay, we're going to move on to our next person. Please introduce yourself and what state you're from.
Hi there. This is Val. I'm in New York State. How are you?
New York.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Are you from New York?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. How can I help you
today? Oh, I thought something was wrong with that. I just want to know what you see around love for me. Someone old, someone new, or am I dying the cat lady? No, I'm just kidding.
Um, be honest with you, I'm not really feeling a lot of relationship on you.
What does that mean? I'm sorry.
I don't know. I'm getting a blank here tonight on you. That's so weird. I feel like do you do any acting?
No.
No?
No, I do not.
Okay. What do you do for work?
I work I'm a cashier.
You're a cashier. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just not really feeling like there's a huge connection. Although I feel like you may have had a connection in the past, but I feel like they seem to not really work out a lot. So I'm not really sure if you need to be finding other avenues, or maybe a better avenue would work better for you. I'm sure that this is coming across as very ambiguous, but I'm not really sure.
A little bit. I mean, when you say another avenue, like, can you maybe suggest or throw something out there, perhaps?
Maybe like your connections with some people would be better for you to elevate your position, or try to be with somebody that it just feels like you need to be in a different type of either with a group of people or be around people so that you can put yourself out there. I'm not sure that you're going to really meet who you'd want to meet doing what you do for work. And I don't mean it in a negative.
No, I know what you mean, but let me just kind of give you a little bit of insight, if I'll make it quick. I have several different types of groups of friends. 2 weeks ago, I was at a party for an adult birthday. Last week, I was at another party, different group of people, different types of people, for another party for a birthday for a 50th, upscale. The other one was at a house. This weekend I have an engagement party a few hours away. I get out, I volunteer, I go to different types of music. I'm very into music. In the summer I have a whole other group of friends. I do various things. I belong to a pool club in the summer. I mean, I swim, not a shooting, not like a pool table type thing. I mean, there are times when I'm like, oh my gosh, I finally have free time. I don't want to do anything. So I'm out, I'm active, I am in different social circles. I don't know what else to do.
Okay, well, I'm not saying that you're doing anything wrong, but your connection is really going to still be through either friends or, I don't know, something has to change on how you are connecting with these groups, parties, and or whatever. And because whatever your connection with some of the people in these groups, if they know that you're looking and or don't know you're looking, maybe that needs to be the communication.
Oh, everybody knows I'm looking. They know I've been looking for a long time.
Okay. I'm just, like I said, I'm kind of drawing I'm not sure what it is, but it's almost like, yes, you want a relationship, and yet I'm not, and it sounds like I'm putting bad karma out there, and I'm not. I'm just not sure why you're not. So what is it that needs to be changed here?
Have no, honestly, I have no clue. Even at work, I come across probably a couple hundred people a day. I would think one guy would come through my line and say, wow, she's cute. Something, anything. You know, I'm very friendly. I'm very outgoing. I love to talk to people in general.
Sure. What is your heart chakra going on right now?
Yeah. I'm very.
What's your connection? What is it that you're, what do you want to put out there? And the reason I'm saying that is it still is going to come down to what's inside of you. So you want to have a relationship and people know that you're looking and so on and so forth, but there still has to be something that's going to spark somebody else who's going to be like, yeah, she's cute or whatever. I'm not saying you're doing anything wrong, but what is it that's not being sparked that a guy is or whatever is, you know, stepping into your life? This is not a you suck at what you're doing.
Sorry.
It's more like what's happening there.
I wish I knew. I really, truly, wholeheartedly wish I knew. I bat my head against the wall or bang my head against the wall a lot. I mean, I'm very intelligent. I have great conversations. I can talk about many things pretty in depth.
I get you. I'm not, again, you don't have to defend yourself. Hear me out, okay? Because we're at the 2-minute mark, but you might want to write down all the features that you're looking in for a guy. And basically, you know, any guy that comes through your line, make eye contact, say hello, whatever you have to do. When you're at all these parties, be a little bit more flirty. I don't know what else to say to that. I just feel like there's something that has to change so that that makes a bolder statement coming from you. That's the best way I can put it.
Okay. I will give that a try. I just don't want to die the lonely cat lady. I'm sorry. I always joke about that.
Well, don't put that out there. Don't put that out there. Just
I joke about it.
Okay. All right.
I will give it a try, and I'll try to be a little more bold and flirty. But thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Okay, good luck. Take care.
Okay, thank you. You too. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so that's always frustrating when you feel like you're putting yourself out there and you're trying to get into relationships and it doesn't seem like you're making great connections, but it is a great idea to write down the types of things that you're looking for in a relationship, and as if you're already in the relationship, you can script it out and pretend like you're having conversations with that person or that person's already reaching out to you. That is a good way to start to get the spark rolling, so to speak. The more that you are confident in that relationship coming forward, the faster it's going to show up. That is true. Okay? So let's move on to our next caller. Please introduce yourself and what state you're from.
Hi, my name is Sonia, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania. How are you?
Great, Sonia. How are you today?
Good. I actually spoke to you a few months ago, back in March. You probably don't even remember. It was still very cold.
Okay.
So basically, you know, I did follow your advice. I was in a situation where, you know, my partner, her name was Denise, she had cheated on me, and I was getting an apology letter, whatever. So I was able to, you know, get her stuff that had lingering in my home. What I did, I just packed it all. It was very exhausting because I had to do like 4 or 5 trips to the storage place.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't ask her for permission. I just did it. And I told her, listen, here's your stuff. You have these 4 Saturdays. Pick one day. Please make it soon. And transfer it to your name. You don't owe me any money. I took the expense. And she didn't even know what to say. She was shocked in the text message. And she says, oh, I know, you don't want to see me, so let me know what time you're going to go. So I took care of that, and I follow your advice. I am working on, I'm going to put the house up in the market for sale.
Good. Excellent.
And we're going to have the 21 days coming soon. And then in July 7th, it's the official day. It's going to be an MLS and the day of the open house. So I've been working nonstop. It's my second job to get my house up to par, basically. That's what I've been doing since you and I spoke.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And make sure that you let go of the house when you sell it.
Oh, yeah. It's just a house. You know, I will miss the trees and the greenery, but not really the house.
Good. Yeah. Honestly, it will help you to also release, you know, all of that as well, since you've already done what you need to do. Knowing that you basically have kind of cut her off midstream, that she's not going to, there's not going to be an opening, which is good because the games can stop now.
Yeah, I basically just wanted to see what you were picking up as far as the sale of the home and when do you see that selling? You think I'll get a good price? And I also have to move to Florida, and how do you see that going, you know, the whole thing?
It's not going to take long for the house to sell. As a matter of fact, I kind of feel like it's a snatch up. That's what it feels like to me. So I feel like you're going to get a couple of buyers that come through. I feel like it's either the second one or the third one that's going to be the buyer on the house. Am I going to say bidding war? I'm just going to say that I feel like one is over the other. Okay. That feels fairly quickly to me. As a matter of fact, I kind of feel like when it happens, it's like good riddance. Okay. I also feel like thank the house when you're leaving. You know, still was a good house. It still had good bones to it. Situations are situations. I feel then that you can make the move in a fairly quick manner to me. So I don't feel that it's going to take long for you to move out and move on with your life. So that is going to happen really quickly. Okay?
Right. I mean, my concern was finding a right place in Florida. You know, I haven't looked yet because it's still very soon. But that's my only thing. I don't want
to
buy anything yet.
You need to start looking now.
Okay.
Okay, put
it
out.
Not to buy. I want to rent first because I don't want to
get
into buying.
I totally understand that, but you still should look to see what is out there.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck.
All right. No problem. Bye.
Bye-bye. I love to get validation. It always makes me happy to know that what I said actually happened. So. All right, we're going to move on to our next person. Please introduce yourself and where you're from. What state?
Hello. This is Sharon from Ohio. Happy Mother's Day if you're a mom.
I am. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you, too. How can I help you today, Sharon?
I haven't spoken to you since, like, November. It's been a while.
Okay.
I mean, you sleep by now. Okay.
Me, too.
I get up at, like, 5:30. Okay, so my question is, I've been at my career now. I'm on my fifth year. I love it. I work for a really good company. Do you see me being able to be successful transitioning into a new position this year, like posting out maybe a lateral move? My boss even said she would write me a really good recommendation. You know,
within the company, right?
Yes. Oh, I don't want to leave. Yeah, I want to retire there. But I don't want to retire in the role I'm at. Does that make sense? And I want
yes.
to post out. Yeah, thank you. I do really well. I just wanted to.
Is there a gentleman that's in a different department who would be a boss that I feel like you would actually work very well with?
Interesting. I have all women now, so that may be. So, but my bosses are wonderful. So there's
okay.
a gentleman thing. Okay, go on. Sorry, I'll be.
Is there a gentleman though that is either in a role in there?
Not in my department. They're all women.
No, not in your department. Let's move on. Out of your department.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot. There's quite a few, actually.
Yeah, you're not going to be in your department. That's why I asked you in a different department.
Sorry. Okay, I was confused. I know you.
Okay.
so
yeah, so you're going to be in a different department, but actually I feel like a good mentor, I feel that that would, it gives you a chance to kind of, I don't know if you're like a trainer or if you do some training or, I don't know why I want to say training, but something that tells me that you're training other people or you're going to be in a role that allows you to have more of a voice. And I almost feel like encouraged, but I feel like you get encouragement, even though you're getting your woman boss encouraged. But I feel like in this other department, you get a little bit more of that higher confidence feeling. I feel like you need to have an interview with this person, not a formal interview,
okay.
More like, I really want to do this. This is what I'm looking for. I feel like you'll almost be making a blueprint of what you want to be able to do and what your strengths are with this man. He feels like he's almost encouraging you to make either that department or help to make the company a little bit more streamlined because your coaching or your training will help either employees to understand better ways to do things or something like that. I feel like this would actually give you it wouldn't be a lateral move. It would actually give you a little bit more money. And it almost feels like you would be, I don't feel like you're inventing the wheel here, but it feels like you might have your own, like, it's not like your own department, but it's almost like a division of the department. Does that make sense?
Yeah, a little bit. I do
okay,
train.
But not with the women. It's in a man's, it's the man is the boss, okay? But you will get encouragement and or I feel like you might even become a bit of a supervisor in that position.
Do you think it'll happen this year?
I feel like in the scope of maybe, it's going to take a couple of months, but I feel like you might be having a conversation over probably in June, but I feel like where it really gets mapped out will be like October, and it'll be like, welcome to Sharon. Sharon does this. Sharon will be our trainer. Sharon's going to, okay, that's what it feels like. So you're going to, it's going to be a busy position, and I almost feel like you have to do your own outline or something like that, but sitting down
okay.
will make a big difference, okay?
Thank you for that. Wow, that was really detailed. Thank you so much. I'll call in a couple months. <Thank you.
laughs> Let me know. And happy Mother's Day.
You as well. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care.
Bye. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that was a good question to ask. All right. So we're going to go on to our next caller. Please introduce yourself and please tell me what state you're from.
Hi, yes, Valerie, California.
Valerie from California?
Yes.
Okay, how can I help you today, Valerie?
First of all, I'd like to know if you can send some healing my way so far as finances is concerned.
Okay, I think a lot of people need that right now.
Yeah. The last time I spoke with you, you said it was a possibility that I could be working by the 21st of last month, but I'm still waiting, so I'm not sure if I'm looking in the right direction or should I go in a whole different direction.
It's always good to keep your options open, always.
Right.
I don't feel that it's all – sorry that I gave the wrong date because I feel bad about that.
No, that's okay. No, that's okay.
But you haven't gotten a full no's, right?
No.
So you're still waiting on, like, one, correct?
Well, there's one that's sitting there, and I'm starting to think maybe it's not a real job. Maybe they're phony postings, you know, fake postings or whatever.
All right. I'm not getting that. Okay. I'm sure you're going on like whatever, Indeed or Career Builder or
right.
something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. I would, it's highly unlikely they're going to put phony on those.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, it could be like on your resume, you know, when they're looking at those, just remember thousands of people are sending them in, and those algorithms
right.
that are being read by, mm-hmm. You know, by the computer, like literally they just shove them into a machine and, you know, it gets read, and that's so, you know, ones get pulled out because certain words stand out, you know what I mean? So I'm not necessarily feeling that that's necessarily the case, that it's a phony one, but I do feel that you're still going to be interviewed. I will say open your options a little bit more. There are certain companies that will put the get you out there, let's just say, or you know, say yes to you, but you're looking for, you know, actual a financial position. You said you're in California, right?
Yes.
Sorry to ask this question, okay. But I feel like, and again, not that you have to be like, you know, Hollywood. So just hear me out when I say this, because it's weird for this to come out. But I almost get like, it almost feels like studio feeling. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean like you're going in and becoming an actor or something like that. But I feel like there might be a connection because it's like a bigger avenue. It could be something more along the lines of, I keep wanting to say not on the stage, but I feel like studio. So now that could be different types of studios, but I feel like make sure you just keep all the doors open, because I feel something will pop up to you fairly soon. Just make sure that you spread yourself into different areas. As a matter of fact, this is a good way of looking at it as a fake it till you make it. So you can do anything. All right. So just say yes to all of it. Okay.
Okay. So hopefully maybe within the next month or so, because it's medical, but I don't know if, and the last time you said that you saw a small organization, not a big one.
Yeah, I still like that idea, to be honest with you, but I don't know why I have to say that to you. Have you thought about the travel part of it?
I used to do that. I used to travel.
Keep that in mind. I feel like you might have to for a little while until you kind of get a connection. Just again, keep it open. All right?
You mean through an agency or just travel to the job?
No, just both. I'm just going to say both to you. Just do whatever you have to, because you need the door opened. Okay?
Right.
And I'm going to say one thing. I don't know why I have to say this. No prisons.
Prisons.
I know, right? Why do I say that? That just came in, so I'm supposed to say no prisons to you. So there you go.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't go there.
I'm just saying. I mean, they do have medical needs in there, but I'm just telling you, no prisons.
Yeah, I did see a job. You're absolutely right. Because in the field I'm in, there was a contractor's job, and it included going to prisons.
No.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, I hear you, but I get no prisons for you. So there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't do that. The word scares me.
Okay, well, that's me too. But I'm telling you to, I'm getting that from spirit, so I'm just telling you what they're saying. So there you go.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Well, good luck, okay?
Thank you so much. And thank you for sending the healing energy. I appreciate that too.
I always send it out. That's
oh,
a
beautiful.
Gift for everybody.
Thank
so there you
so
go.
Much.
All right. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Oh, that's a good one. All right. Here we go. So let's go on to our next person. Can you please introduce yourself and where you're from? What's your name?
Yes. Hello. My name is Patricia, calling from New Mexico.
Hey, Patricia, how can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to get some clarity on. Just a moment.
I can't hear you.
Yes, I have been dealing with medical condition, the left side of my body, for quite a while. Right now, my left, on top of my left hand, there's, it might be called dermatitis or eczema or something. But it's cracked and discolored. And then my ankle, you know, it's a couple of, you know, discoloration spots. And,
were you on a medication in the past?
Well, I mean, when I was, I've been diagnosed with the asthma COPD, so when
Here we go. You don't have to tell me more. Okay, so here we go. This is what I'm getting, all right? So certain things can affect our autoimmune system and our circulatory system. And so like an eczema or dermatitis, as you are, you know, kind of pointing out, which is a dryness of the skin. It's like severe dryness, like almost a psoriasis type of situation. And it's also autoimmune. It does not surprise me that you have some situations going on. I'm sorry. And you go see an endocrinologist?
I have not, no.
Okay. So a dermatologist can help somewhat, but
you're looking at the outer.
You're looking at what's going on inside of you, okay?
Yeah.
And because of having like a psoriasis and or dermatitis, because it doesn't, I mean, a dermatitis would basically say that's an acute situation, where yours sounds like it's more of a chronic situation. And because mm-hmm. it's a chronic situation, you need to make sure that it's being treated properly, okay? And because you have the COPD, you're on medications, okay, I'm sure, that might be affecting your, you know, it's like attacking your autoimmune system, okay?
I hadn't been taking the medication for a while due to some circumstances. But also 2017 fall, I was diagnosed with an early stage, like a stage 0-1 breast cancer.
Okay.
And I had the lumpectomy, and of course, you know, the oncologist, you know, she was really, well, she didn't treat me right, and she was really pushing, you know, and she was very thorough and all of it. You know, discussion, of course, you know, you hear those three words and you just, you know, it throws you for a loop. But she went to do mastectomy and then radiation. And I was wanting to discuss other non-invasive, and she wasn't interested in that, you know, because she probably wouldn't get a check. Because I realized, you know, cancer is a $1 billion business. But, yeah, like I said, you know, I was just wanting to find other options, you know, for me.
So did you go to a naturopathic doctor?
Well, I couldn't afford it. You know, that takes money. It's not covered by, you know, Medicaid or that sort of thing, and that's what I was on.
Okay.
And, of course, I didn't have the monies to do, you know, go to. So I just, you know, obviously, you know, finding out about energy, clearing, healing work, and really dealing with, and because I needed mental health care, counseling, because I've been,
Okay, well, before you move on, just right. So that we can, because I'm sorry, this is like, you know, I only have 2 minutes with each person. So the best thing I can tell you is, you know, you could always sign up to do like a reading, okay, if you want mm-hmm. to do that. The other thing mm-hmm. is, you know, the mental health is very important, and I'm sure that there are avenues that you can talk to somebody about that, but you still need to get help for the autoimmune issue that you are also dealing with. So you have, I mean, you can do the energy work. I believe in it 1,000%. But, you know, you're limiting yourself in some ways, and don't take that the wrong way. Avenues. You might want to try to check with a naturopath to see if they would help you and just explain your financial circumstances at this point.
Right. And I am getting some mental health counseling now. So.
Okay, good, good. Well, I wish I could give you a better answer. You know, you could always go to my website to sign up for a reading, and then we could discuss more, because unfortunately I only have like 2 minutes on each person here, and I wish that I could give you more in depth on it.
Oh,
okay.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Good luck. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. That's a tough one. Okay. So we are going to go on to our next person. Please introduce yourself and what state you're from.
Hi, I'm Evelyn. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Evelyn. How can I help you today?
Well, my brother is having a lot of ailments, and he's gone to the doctor multiple times, and they can't really find what's wrong with him. And
what's
just,
his first
you know, he's
name?
Ramon, R-A-M-O-N. And uh-huh. He's 40 years old.
Hold
and,
on.
Yeah.
Does he have some type of asthma type situation?
No. Fortunately, no.
Okay. Because that's the first word that came in when you said Ramon. But he stresses a lot about things, correct?
Yes. He's
anxiety
driven worrier to the max.
Yes, yeah, so every ailment is 9 times out of 10 higher than the next. So I almost feel like it's almost like a fibromyalgia type thing.
His autoimmune is over the top
because his stress level is so high, so every single thing hurts on him. And so then he stresses about it, which only makes it that much worse. And explaining to the doctor, and they're like, we can't find anything because there's nothing to find.
They've done tests, and he has headaches and eye pain and trembling of the hands.
Well, the trembling of the hands.
Now it's testicles.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
now tremors.
So his essential tremors can, not to say that that's not something, because again, that, that could be just not a nervous energy. He obviously doesn't have Parkinson's disease. But essential tremors do happen to people, and he can use beta blockers for that, which would be very beneficial for him to stave or kind of calm the essential tremors. But then he also worries all the time. I mean, there's not a time that this guy doesn't worry. Meditation would be very beneficial for him, but he also has to listen.
Yeah, a difficult thing for him.
It's when you say, if you do this, he'll say, yeah, but ... Okay.
And I've told him multiple times, your issues are your anxiety or causing your illnesses. He said, but you don't understand. You think I'm faking my illness. I'm like, I don't think that at all.
No, but
I see the pain you're going through.
But he assumes everybody is thinking that he's faking. That's the reason why he almost has to prove that there's something wrong with him. Now, I get that he has a headache, but he doesn't drink enough water. He doesn't do enough to get those headaches to go away. So even if he gets a little pain, it's not like you can talk to him and he's like, I'm having a great day. It's like, what's the matter with you today? Stop asking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Stop asking. And not to say that you're ignoring him, but in some ways, you know, you can give him a couple of self-help books and basically say, here, read something that's positive for a change. Tell him to turn off the bullshit on TV, and then tell him to start drinking water, okay? Take him to a meditation class. You want to learn something? Let him learn how to do some self-help work on himself.
That's a great idea. I never thought about that. I'm going to have to look into it to see where they have those classes and take them with me.
Yeah. A yoga class would be great for him. Okay.
Yeah. Even for myself.
Instead of him saying, we need to go to a doctor, say, we're going to go to a meditation class because this is what you need. Okay. Meditation, make him go to acupuncture. Okay. You could go to an acupuncturist. All right.
We went once. Yes, we went once, and he was so that the guy said, your brother has PTSD. I'm like, yes, he does, sir. He was in the military. He's like, I've never worked on someone like him. Like, my brother was freaking the bejesus out. Mm-hmm. And I was embarrassed for him because of his reaction. And he's like, oh, no, this man has PTSD. And I'm like, yeah. He does.
I feel bad for him for that, but it's also he needs to get into a mindset of understanding that there are ways of calming a system down. So take him to meditation classes. Take him to yoga classes. You know, give him soothing things for him to do so he understands that he can have power over his mind. Okay? Because my son was in the military, my ex-husband was in the military, my ex-father-in-law was in the military for 20 years. So, yes, they can have these experiences, but there mm-hmm. are things that can help him, okay?
Mm-hmm. I never thought about what you mentioned, and it makes so much common sense. And it's like I think, you know, I had all these ideas, but come with the basic. It starts with, you know, the positive mindset and the meditation.
Yes. And he needs to read on things that are going to be more uplifting. You could give him like books, you know, just little small books that are like positive thoughts every day. He has to read it or write down something positive every day. Take him to those types of things. Okay?
I will certainly do that. Thank you so much.
Luck. I hope that helps him. Okay?
It will. It will. Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right.
Take care.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for letting me be on tonight. This is also the month of May. We're getting closer to Memorial Day, and happy Mother's Day to absolutely every mother out there, whether you are a mother to an animal, a mother to children, grandmother, or whoever you're a mother to, sometimes even the aunts who are mothers. I wish you all the best and a blessing for all the hard work that you put in on a daily basis because you give unconditional love. I know that you guys are doing the best that you can on a daily basis, and I'm so appreciative of every single person that comes on to talk with me, and I look forward to talking to you guys next month. Thank you so much. Have a great evening. Take care. Bye.